Miramati teacher Mark Burnt charged with sexually abusing dozens of his elementary school students, including feeding them his own semen, is in court today for a hearing, and he'll have a new attorney. They'll be looking to lower the $23 million bail that is currently keeping Burnt behind bars. Manny Medrano is a criminal defense attorney. He's representing Mark Burnt and joins us live. Manny, I just laid it out. Why does he deserve a lower bail?
Well, first of all, let me say the public defender on this case has done an excellent job, but Mr. Burnt has decided to retain new counsel. The purpose of bail is frankly to make sure that a defendant or an accused shows up at future court appearances. But the bail amount here is stunning, if not breathtaking, with its enormity. And one quick thing I want to share with you, you got to compare it to other prior cases. Ray Buckey, the McMartin daycare case, you remember? $1.5 million bail. Michael Jackson, accused of multiple counts of molestation, $3 million bail. Phil Spector, accused of murder, $1 million. The list goes on and on. The bottom line, it's our view, is that the bail amount is so enormous that it borders on the unconstitutional. We will be filing a motion to try to lower that amount.
All right, Mr. Medrano, do you acknowledge that he fed his children semen, and are you basing the defense off of that, or did he not do that?
Let me just say this. I come into the picture officially this morning when the judge allows me to substitute in. I know as much of the case at this point as you do, because it's just from what I've acquired through public record. When I show up in court this morning, a prosecutor will be giving me all the police reports, lab results, etc. I'll sink my teeth into that. Then we'll be better positioned to see exactly how we're going to try to resolve this case, and we hope for a full resolution by next year.
All right, we're eager to see how that goes. That's Manny Medrano. Thanks for joining us.